to make our chanting of the Holy Name our first and foremost practice in devotional service, devotional. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna, means to come closer to Krishna through this glorification, and ultimately it means to pray to Krishna and thus draw him into our hearts, that he is close. I think the main difficulty, or my difficulty, the main task which lies in front of each one of us is to improve his broken relationship to Krishna. And this is mainly done by listening to Krishna in the association of devotees, and here comes now the word, to relish hearing about Krishna. So, I welcome you. You will hear the Krishna Katha, and there is also the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band with everyone in it, Ramananda and Lalita Madhava. And we are trying to present something which you will enjoy and relish. But if Krishna doesn't give his blessings, my words will remain dead. So we will start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyane Satarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. The life of a devotee is full of three desires. He wants to attain Krishna. He wishes to have a relationship with Krishna. And he wants to please Krishna. This katha, entitled Krishna Returns and Meets the Devotees, can give joy to the devotee's heart and fulfill some of these desires. In the morning, a sense of sadness spreads through the village of Vrindavan. The elderlies are sad. The elderly gopis and the young gopis have tears in their eyes. But my dear devotees, who can describe the sadness of Nanda and Yashoda? Krishna will leave to the forest of Vrindavan. Yashoda goes to Krishna and said, "Why did you have to take birth in a cowherd family?" But then she quickly corrects herself. "No, it's good that you have taken birth in our family, but I'm so sad that you need to leave the village to herd the cows." Krishna again and again reassures her, "Mother, don't be afraid. The paths in the forest are soft like butter. I won't hurt my feet." There's only one group of devotees who is very happy and jolly. It's the cowherd boys. And then there is a second group. It's the cows. They will now be with Krishna the whole day, including the lunchtime. They will be in the forest and they will be able to look at Krishna. The cows will be able to lick Krishna's beautiful body and taste it. And the cowherd boy will joke and sometimes wrestle with Krishna. They're very jolly. And in a long procession, Krishna goes out of the forest, out of the village, and into the forest. When Hari looked back over the shoulders to see what is with the Brijbasis, he became very relieved because his protective mother, Yashoda, was no longer following him. This made him blossom in joy. Released from the affectionate chain of the Brijbasis' glances, Krishna jumped forward into the forest, free and restless, like a mad elephant. And the cowherd boys, they were dancing and singing. They were laughing, Damayanti. They were leaping. They were feeling ecstatic. They were stumbling over each other. They couldn't walk very straight. And they were joking and they were playing with each other. Sometimes they imitated Krishna's activities, like how he peacefully stands before his mother and nods his head while he is restlessly looking at the gopis, and how his voice can falter with love for the gopis. Some of the boys went between the trees and the vines, imitating the restless glances and slight smiles of the gopis. They covered their head like this, and then they looked like the gopis and laughed. Others walked on hands and feet, imitating the cows. Still others were rolling on the grounds with bent necks, they made these rolls, and raised ears. Some refuted the meaning of Krishna's words like learned debaters. Others were fighting with each other with sticks or with their arms. And some were throwing the items of the forest like fruits at each other. Others showed their skills in balancing on a stick, while some were dancing, laughing, or pleasing Krishna with some other seva. You can just imagine this jolly party of Krishna and Balaram going in the forest, and there is not a fun which in the world which they didn't do. Some of the boys climbed quickly the trees and sat next to the monkeys. And the monkeys looked at them, unsure what to do. Others jumped on the ground like frogs, imitating their funny movements. Still others went into a well and called, "You idiot!" And when the well shouted back, "You idiot!" they laughed. In this way, there was no end to their jolly jokes. They are very creative in the spiritual world to joke. Krishna really enjoyed this time in the forest with his cowherd boys. At one time, he just requested everyone to step aside and clear a space. And then he asked some of his friends to dance in the space. After some time, he and Balaram entered the dancing arena, and they danced so beautifully while at the same time playing their flutes that the king of the dancers, the lord of dance, rewarded them. Who's that? The peacock. He can dance. He thought Krishna is a better dancer, and he took some of the plumes and feathers and offered them to Krishna. Krishna said, "Thank you," and put them at his head, because when you get a gift that is valuable to you, you put it to the head. The same way Krishna said, "Thank you," and took the feathers to the head, where they stick to this day. But everything changed in the afternoon. The time came for Krishna to bring the cowherd, the cows, and his friends back to the village of Vrindavan. By now, the people of Vrindavan had assembled at the town's gate and waited for Krishna to return. They all looked in anticipation into the direction in which Krishna had left the village of Vrindavan, because it was that direction from where Krishna would return to the village of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, everyone and their friend looked in the direction where Krishna would return from. Even the branches of the tree and even the flowers started to look in the direction in which Krishna was expected. Do you sometimes look in the direction from where Krishna will appear? What would be a safe direction to look to? I would say the altar, or the place where kirtan is done. All of the devotees in Vrindavan became agitated, because when they looked in this direction of Krishna, they saw a dust cloud coming. Could any one of you guess what that dust cloud is all about? I'm sorry? The cows, are they made of dust? It's the hoofs. When they walk over the ground, they whirl up the dust, and there was also a sound in the air. What could be the sound which came from that direction? Does Krishna make a sound? What? Buffalo horn and flutes. All of you were wrong. It was totally wrong what you said. It was only the wind which blew up the dust. And the sounds, they came from the wind as it entered the reeds. Also das Schilfrohr, sagt man in Deutsch. On the Yamuna. But don't worry, the Brijbasis were also deceived. They thought Krishna is coming, and then someone said, no, no, it's just the wind. Meanwhile, Krishna looked at the cows. My dear devotees, the cows were so content. They had robust bodies, fat udders, because they had eaten this healthy grass. And they were so happy because of the association with Krishna. You must know Krishna has a very much, likes the cows very, very much. And for some devotees, this is the reason why they have become vegans. Yes? Krishna, it is described, once came to the bank of the Yamuna where the cows had drunken the poisonous water of the river. And they had fallen down dead on the ground. So then when Krishna came and saw the cows dead, he became so depressed that he thought his life is meaningless. So what he did is he started to cry. And as he walked between the cows, his tears from the eyes fell on each singular cow. And when the cow got the water of Krishna's tears, it was instantaneously revived back to life. When Krishna sees the cows coming, he bows down to the ground. Excuse me, please. And touches the dust to his forehead out of respect for the cows. My dear devotees, it is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga when cows are not respected any longer and when they are misused. Then he announces, Krishna says, with his melodious voice, and here you have to forgive me, boys, it is time to go. Please take your flutes, play beautiful ragas, and then blow into your buffalo horns. This will call the cows. So as the boys made a sound, Krishna began to call the names of the cows. Now we give Govardhan retreats, and Purijan Prabhu, my very respected older godbrother, says there is a therapy against depression. It's to call out the names of Krishna's cows. It might work here. Would you like to try some therapy? Yes. Good. Shavali!
Shavali!
Pishangi.
Pishangi.
Durmila.
Durmila.
Shushila.
Shushila.
And all you Medanga Mukis. Yes. What are Medanga Mukis? It's cows who have the shape, the head is in the shape of a medanga. Very beautiful and extraordinary. My dear devotees, the sight of Krishna Balaram as they move the herd of cows back to Vrindavan looks like two captains. Krishna has a black captain, Balaram the white captain, who are steering a huge white ship towards Vrindavan. Can you imagine what in this image is the white ship? The cows, yes. But it looks like one of these huge, you know, kilometer long ships, you know. That's how it looks. There are various personalities come to enjoy the darshan of Krishna returning to Vrindavan. By the way, this is one of the main meditation of advanced devotees in Vrindavan. They sit down at the time when this happens. It's towards the, you know, 5-6 o'clock, that afternoon period, late afternoon, and they meditate how Krishna, who was absent for so long, is now returning back in their lives. There are some paths in Vrindavan. I only know one. It is where Govinda Kund is, where Krishna to this particular day returns to the village of Vrindavan. That's where he comes by. And if you want to meet Krishna, you sit there. It might be necessary to sit for a few lifetimes until your heart is purified, but that's the path. And in the certain time, you feel something. The atmosphere of Vrindavan changes. Mm-hmm. The Vrijbasis say, whenever you see a herd of cows which is where the number is larger than 7 or 10 cows, you must know that Krishna walks behind them. Two cows, Krishna may not walk behind. 5 cows, may not. 7, yes. 10, for sure. This is the Brijbasi knowledge. They have really the detail down, you know. Krishna likes the cows. In Anjor, this beautiful village, they tell you the story of the monsoon, that one monsoon, where the water got so high that the cows had no shelter any longer. So one Baba, renounced saint, built a cow shed for the cows, and in the evening Krishna came by with a bowl of laddus, thanking the Baba, "You have taken care of my cows. Take these laddus to strengthen yourself. You have not eaten for one day. Doing go seva." Good. So, Krishna plays his flute. He walks over the ground of Vrindavan in dancing footsteps, because he himself enjoys the flute playing. And from time to time he looks at his friends with sliding eyes to see if they also appreciate the ragas he plays. How does Krishna look? My dear devotees, at this time he looks so beautiful. He looks like a bee which is covered with the pollen of the lotus flowers. But only Krishna is covered with white dust, not yellow dust. Why? I think Radha Kripa in her answer has found the key to this secret. Mother Earth, when Krishna comes and walks over her, transforms her surface into a very white powder. And the powder rises in the air, and then like a lover who greets the beloved, Mother Earth embraces Krishna's blackish body to her full satisfaction. What a loving scene. Full embrace, without hesitation. And therefore Krishna becomes all white. He is sweating a little because it's afternoon sun, and the sweat runs down and makes beautiful ornaments in the white on his white cheeks, because even the sweat serves Krishna's beauty. When we sweat, it is sometimes not extremely pleasing, but Krishna's sweat is nectar sweat. This is how you must see it. And this way, everything is covered. Krishna has normally beautiful dark hair, but the dark hair comes out under his white turban and is therefore also covered with dust. Everything is covered, also his beautiful, colorful Vaijajanti garland. At this moment, a friend comes forward and says, Krishna, you are so dusty. You are now going back into the village of Vrindavan, and you are known as the Sinusa. That means that everyone wants to look at you. I have here in this bag a beautiful new garland. Let us exchange it for the dust-covered old garland. And he is just about to take out the beautifully looking new garland when Krishna says, no, I keep my old garland. Why? I cannot say, says Krishna. The reason is that in the morning, Radha had made that Vaijajanti garland and had sent someone to put it over Krishna's body. And Krishna prefers the dust-covered Radha garland to any other garland which could be made from effulgent flowers. Yes. Because that garland carries the fragrance of Radha's hands on her flowers, and therefore is preferable to anything. Krishna has on his chest a few things. Who knows what is on Krishna's chest? A Kastuba jewel. What else? Sorry? A sign, a lock of white hair. It's called the Srivatsa sign. What else? Garland is there, yes. A moon locket. Oh, now we get to the decorations. A moon locket, yes. And he has also the claws of tigers. That is, Mother Yashoda gives him. This is very close to Nrisimhadev. It protects you. Keep it. Don't move it. I was thinking of a golden line, which he has also. The Kastuba jewel, when Krishna returns, starts to make a huge light Don't ask me why, but he is a sentient being, and maybe he wants to signal something. Mm. So when Krishna returns, all the great devatas line the path of Vrindavan. There's Brahma, there's Shiva, and they bow their heads. They want to say goodbye for the day, because now Krishna will enter the palace of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna looks at everyone, just totally natural. He's not thinking, my God, I should be full of awe. The creator of the universe says, he's not like that. He just blesses everyone like this. He's Krishna, the supreme personality whom everyone serves. So when Krishna now starts to move home, and he is very happy about it. His eyes bloom with joy, and wherever he throws his glances, my dear devotees, the trees blossom, the creepers blossom, everything starts to open up, just being touched by Krishna's eyes. It is said if you can make Krishna smile on you, and Krishna's smile comes to you, then your heart will blossom up like anything, like the flowers. So the Brajbasis, who had a wrong alarm, remember, when they said it's only the wind, it's not Krishna, what a frustration. The Brajbasis stand there, and they have not blinked their eye even once, because they think, if I blink my eye just at the moment when Krishna is visible in the horizon, how tragic it would be. So they just keep their eyes open, and they stare in the direction from which Krishna is meant to come. Finally, they see again a cloud of dust, and this time it's the right cloud. It looks like white camphor, and although their eyes are, you know, they have not blinked their eyes, these clouds of dust cool their eyes, which were pained by the pangs of separation. At this moment, the wind thinks, I can do a Vaishnav Seva. And the wind comes and carries Krishna's beautiful fragrance into the nose of the Brijbasis, who think, there is no greater joy. But then they start to speak with each other. One Brijbasi says, I hear the flute of Krishna, but tell me, is this flute poisonous, or is the sound nectar? The other Brijbasi says, I really don't know whether the sound is poison or nectar. I just don't know, because this sound is hotter than fire and cooler than moon. Think a moment about hot sound. We have one Swamiji who has hot kirtans, and we all begin to dance, and we begin to move very hefty, and the young people start to jump on each other and everything, all in good taste, of course. Yeah, that's the hot kirtan. And then there are cool, that is, kirtans maybe where we feel, oh, our emotions are calmed, are soothed, and so on. Both kirtan styles, very, very preferable. So the Brijbasis are asking the question, is this agitating us, the sound of Krishna's flute, with various desires to do service? Or is this flute calming us so that our feelings of separation are soothed and they don't know the answer. Some Brijbasis faint. Some have so many tears in their eyes that their vision is veiled. And the eyes of the gopis break their fast. My dear devotees, in the spiritual world you don't feel hunger. You don't feel thirst. Because just looking at Krishna nourishes every desire. So the gopis' eyes were fasting. They had not seen Krishna. Now they break the fast. At this moment, a bluish light flashes over the horizon and comes into the eyes of the Brijbasis. This is my favorite part. It's Krishna who's visible from within the cloud of dust. And the Brijbasis see him and they are overwhelmed. They just look at Krishna. Their hearts become full of joy. They cannot take their eyes off Krishna. And Krishna moves in a dancing step towards the Brijbasis. And he looks at everyone from the distance. The small boys greet him with respect. Krishna, 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 Krishna. They can't speak very good. The elders, they just cry and they raise their hands and blessings. May you be blessed. Mother Yashoda thinks, oh, my son has come back from death. I didn't see him. Where was he gone? He had departed. And now in all this commotion, there was one devotee. This devotee looked at everything. He looked at the Brijbasis. He saw their overwhelming reactions, fainting, crying, blessing, dancing, some danced. And he was mesmerized. Then he studied the trees who were all moving towards that point from where Krishna was coming. And all of a sudden, all his troubles fell away like a mountain. He became alive and he ran like he had never run before in the direction of Krishna. Various emotions were overwhelmed as he ran. And when Krishna saw this one devotee who had come alive coming towards him, Krishna looked as if paralyzed for a moment. But then he started to run like anything. He didn't dance any longer. He ran, and both of them ran towards each other. And Krishna embraced this one devotee. He said only one short sentence, "Where have you been?" And then he fainted and went down with the devotee on the ground of Mother Earth. Mother Earth quickly provided some super soft dust, so Krishna fell in the dust and he started to cry. The gopi shouted, "Demons, demon, demon!" They thought this person was a disguised asura. The cowherd boys, "What has happened?" They were stunned. They also thought, this is a demon. Only Balaram kept his head cool. He said, come, come, come. he took the hand of this one boy and he rubbed the hand over Krishna's chest and then say Krishna into his ear. And the boy said, "What have I done? Krishna, 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 Krishna." And as he was calling out in love to the only Lord of his heart, Krishna opened his eyes. And he repeated, "Where have you been? I've looked down the path whether or not you would come in this life or in another life. But you didn't even look in my direction. You didn't even chant my names. In this way, I could find no pretext to do something on my own and break my timeless laws. Timeless law of God is he will not force the living being to come to him. So I had to wait. I had to wait. Finally, I couldn't wait any longer. I just came in the heart of your guru, Jayanta. And I started to speak something and gave you this mantra. But now, oh, now it's all over. You are finally back. Now, I could not do anything for you. Please excuse me. Please just be satisfied here and stay with me and never leave again." That was a very emotional return of the soul is described, who comes into this scene which is so important to Krishna's devotees because it describes Krishna's return. My dear devotees, how is the world of Krishna described? The world there is a world without anxiety, without any type of fear. Everyone in this world dances, the cowherd men, the gopis, the deers, the peacocks, the madhu dances also, the bee. It's the world of dance. Krishna was so joyful to finally see Gop Kumar. Why? Simply because of one reason. He cares for every living entity. He cares for everyone, no matter how they are. But he can't intervene. He can't practice what is forced love. He has to see that the souls wake up and show some signs where they are interested to know more about him, where they are interested to sing his holy name. I always think if I could sing and dance like Satya, the little girl, who is so totally careless, free from all anxieties, just, I mean, during the kirtan, I hear she is one satya in the kirtan and a very creative satya outside of the kirtan. But that image of a careless, enthusiastic dancer and soul who has no complications in the mind, that is very nice. It is this world which is waiting for every one of us. This is the spiritual world. Having said this, we will close the book for today. And we will turn to this other aspect of the Gaur Krishna Bhajan band. We will sing now a kirtan. what is good to do if you want to enter the state of remembering Krishna and stop the forgetfulness, what you do is you chant and you open yourself to let things rise up in your consciousness which you have heard. Maybe you have marked a small little part when you could be fully there, where Krishna goes down when he embraces this devotee. By the way, what's his name? Gop Kumar, is that correct? When he's in the spiritual world, he's known as Swarup. But it's the same person. It's not different. Swarup means one's own form. It's at once a name, but also a hint. Now we are not in our own form. We are, sometimes I look at you, I hope those who like fashion will not get crazy on me, but I see you as people in a diver's suit. It's a suit. This body is meant to be to work in the material world, no? Like a diver's suit, when you go underwater, you have to get a snorkel, and you have to get this glass, and it looks quite something, you know. Now, I know some of you like to decorate the diver suit to make it a little bit more attractive, but how does a diver suit look with decorations on it? It looks like a decorated diver suit, not more and not less. So, yes. Only 30 seconds pinching humor. Now we go back to non-pinching humor. I wish to say, when you want to enter the area of remembering Krishna, it is very good. This is what the devotees teach us, who are accomplished, that as you sing the holy name, you remember Krishna. And then you will find all of a sudden you you go from underwater, that is under the influence of the material world, you go to a situation which Prabhupada called above the clouds. I want to read you something, because devotees sometimes asked, there is something on the internet, it's called Above the Clouds. It's a program of philosophy and so on. And from where, what is the idea of it? Here is Prabhupada's lecture in Montreal. He says, just like the cloud is always there in the sky, but if you are above the cloud, then it's all right. So you have to come above the material principles. And to become above the material principles means to accept everything in Krishna consciousness, or dovetailed with Krishna. That will save you. You have to become above the cloud, just like the jet plane takes to the friendly sky. How nice Prabhupada's choice of word. It goes up, it may be raining, or Berlin rain is very fees and mees, and then you go, and you go above the clouds and the sun. Huh? So just like the jet plane takes the friendly sky, it takes to the friendly sky. So we have to take the friendly energy, the spiritual energy, Mahatmanas Tumangpata. I just so like Prabhupada's way of putting things. Devim Prakritim Ashrita. It means the great souls, they take shelter in the divine energy, no? Mahatma, those who are Mahatma, great souls, they take shelter of the nature where there is no more cloud. Then it is very nice. You go on. So we have to become above the cloud, not to be influenced by the material nature. But we take shelter of Radharani, the spiritual nature. Sri Krishna ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hey, Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Please, everyone, chant again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time, a little louder, if possible.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And please, one more time, all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Hare Hare Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. 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 Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Hare Hare Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai
Hare Krishna. So we have concluded this Krishna Katha session. I sincerely hope that you appreciate this. It's so imperfectly presented, but I was impressed by the musical skill of both Ramananda and Lalita Madhava. Wonderful, really. Very. Have you noticed some music was there? No, we need some music from time to time. Yes, good. I was noticing our Badahari was humming all the time along because you're a music lover, isn't it? Yes. No, that is the appreciation of the music lover is desired. Good. So let us see now. We have a little time for questions. By the way, this is Sriji. You might wonder, I know Sriji before he knows me. His parents were in Jagannath Puri, and they are very, very wonderful devotees. And they had prayed to Lord Jagannath for a child. And it's known in Jagannath Puri that you pray to Lord Jagannath and then a child comes. Lord Chaitanya had given this tip to one devotee called, he was known as Chaitanya Das and his wife. They were without children, and Lord Chaitanya said, you pray to Lord Jagannath and he will give. So from that time on, I knew Sriji, because I felt, yes, this is what we hear, so he will come. And he was therefore called by his parents Sriji Prasad, the mercy. Oh, they also prayed Jagannath, but then, because they are Vrindavan lovers, they went to Radharani's temple, and they also prayed there, and then they somehow called him Sriji Prasad. Sriji Prasad, full name, no? Puno Nam. No, Puno, Puno, Puno Nomo, whatever it is. Good. Do you want to give the lecture, Sriji?
What?
Do you want to give the lecture? Prichati? Do you? No, good. then you may sit here now. Yes. Hare Krishna. No Prichati. Good. So now let us see, are there any questions which you would like in concluding this? Is this correct? No, we will see each other one more time in the evening, but this is not the, this will be a different presentation, and we will request Badahari Prabhu again to end the program. It will be a memorial program to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So let us see. I could not see every one of you because of so much time pressure was there. Are there any questions you would like to raise at this? I see two hands, Radha Kripa and Radha Sundari. Have I seen correctly? Yes, Radha Kripa. Special devotee, will he also react like this when you come? This is a question. Yeah, this is a question. I want to recommend to you to ask these questions to several older devotees. Since you have asked me, I will give you an answer the way I understand it. I personally have no doubt that Krishna is merciful towards me and therefore towards everyone. Also his practicing devotees. Our life is a mercy story. There is how we came in contact with Krishna consciousness, how we met Prabhupada, the things that happened, the good things and also the not so good things, I feel really this is Krishna's personal care already now. Therefore, I have no doubt that he cares for me whenever he thinks it is time that I return. I have no doubt. Now, this is part A of the answer. First part of the answer. Now comes the second part. I very strongly believe that with this mind, we cannot understand the spiritual reality. How can an ant, Mrav, a small little ant, understand complex things like, for instance, computer science? This is very wonderful. Someone moves towards Krishna. Yes, please. Yes. Very good. Very good idea. Oh, now she sees the prasadam plate. No, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. Good, it's all right. Doji, it's all right. It's all right. Krishna likes monkeys and little children. Not to say that they are monkeys. I'm just saying he has a playful nature. So I'm deeply convinced that ultimately we cannot understand these things. My favorite story about Prabhupada is that it was in Mayapur, one of this disciple asked Prabhupada, how does Krishna look? And he wanted Srila Prabhupada to talk. And Srila Prabhupada pointed at a painting and said, like this. And then he said, and when you see him, he looks totally different. You know what we make when we hear Krishna Katha, we put it on the level of our understanding. Our mind can only work like this. It is called, this quality of the mind is called association. You hear something, let us say the word waterfall, you have seen a waterfall, and then your mind draws an image or an understanding of the waterfall which you have already seen before, and in this way language makes sense to you. No? So, but we have never seen someone like Krishna. And the words which we use they are real when they come from Shastra. Therefore, I think always when Krishna Katha is given, you must go by the lines of the authorized Shastras, because we don't know, and you should not, as much as possible, you should not change. You can bring things together and move from bridge one point to another, but the content when it comes to Krishna must be as it is, no? As it is in Shastra. But the Shastras we will understand in one way at the moment, and later we will see it. Rumi expressed it so nicely. He said, when you read the Quran, you read black. When I read the Quran, I read white. Different meanings, different understanding according to the consciousness which is there. That is how it is. So it's good to read the Quran or the Shastras, or any Shastras. It will bring us, and we will look in the right direction, but then Krishna must reveal himself. It's almost like kirtan. We chant, we do the melodies, we move in the right direction, but then we hope that somehow something from Krishna comes into the kirtan. So how it is when he meets us, it will be very merciful and ecstatic. Hare Krishna. Yes. So, Radha Sundari. This golden line, yes. Yeah, Lakshmi once heard about Krishna's intimate association with the gopis, and although she is the wife of Narayan, other aspect of Krishna, she felt so attracted and wished to attain the association of Krishna. This should not surprise us. She is not unchaste because Narayan, her husband, is also Krishna, an expansion. But she heard the playful and sweet leelas of Krishna, which were so different than the somewhat formal dealings of her husband, that she desired that to associate with him like the gopis associate. So with that in mind, she went to the eastern or the western bank of the Yamuna. She went on the other side from Vrindavan. You know, do you know Keshigat? There's Yamuna. On the other side she went. And she performed severe austerities. But she could not obtain the association of Krishna because she could not give up her ego, or ego sounds here not, her sense of identity of being Lakshmi, the wife of Lord Narayan. And you have to be the follower of a gopi. You have to see like you're the cowherd girl, you know how to make cow dung patties, Lakshmi and cow dung patties. She couldn't bring herself to this. And therefore, she still sits in this forest of Vrindavan performing austerities. And if you feel compassionate towards her, you can come to her. There is one month, the month of December, when all the Brijbasis go with a pot of khichdi. You know, that here she has some warm food, you know. She's still there. Now Krishna saw that she wants to be with me. She wants to have this style of Lakshmi. So she cannot in that body associate with me, but I know a solution. I will allow her to become a golden line on my chest. Then she is in style, golden, you know, and she can be right on my chest, like the gopis. So he solved it. Krishna, you know, just knows how to do everything. He's very, very chatur. Chatur means intelligence, clever to make different things come together. Yeah. Any other? Yes, I've seen here a devotee and here a devotee. Please tell me your good name, Paramapurusha Prabhu, with your wonderful little boy. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, I came in
the heart of you. Yeah, he said, see, Krishna was thinking, says Sanatana Goswami, of how once Ajamil was saved. Remember? Ajamil was saying the name Narayan. But he didn't mean the real Narayan. He was just thinking of his son, just like if you think of your son has a name of Bhakti Prasad, Well, that's not directly a name of... Maybe it is also a name of Krishna. But he was thinking of his son. But Krishna took that as a, in his words, as a pretext in Deutsch, ein Vorwand, to save Ajamil. So in the case of Gop Kumar, that's his name in the world, he said, you didn't chant. So I had no pretext. You didn't even chant like Ajamil chanted, you know, meaning someone else. And I couldn't break my laws. But then I felt so much inclined towards you that I, his literal words is, I came as your guru Jayanta. No? That is, he came in the one form of a saint, and inside the heart is Krishna. I came and I gave you that mantra, the Gopal mantra. He gave him the Gopal mantra, because then you had the mantra, then you chanted, and then I could arrange all your good fortune. This is the same in our lives. You know, Krishna must have felt, oh, what is happening with these? And then he came. He came as, you know, when we say he came as Prabhupada, you know what I mean. He came as he was carrying. He came in the heart of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave the books, and we heard all this, and we became, it resonated, and then we started to do our first feeble steps. I remember the first time I had the Japa mala in my hand. I had, you know, at that time there were no malas you could purchase, so I had gone to Karstadt, that's a huge department store, and I mean the devotees had told me in the, what is it called? Bastel department. What do you say, Basteln? What, you know, Mangala, weißt du Basteln? Was ist das? Crafts department. You know, where you buy tools for children and Bastel, yeah. Handicraft department, yeah. Bastel department. Jeder weiß, was Basteln ist. Das klingt so. Even you are English speaking. Basteln is a clear word. You know, so you Basteln, you know. So and then I went to the shop where you can buy, not the shop, the department. It's all in one house where you can buy strings for what is it called? Gardinen. Curtains, for curtains. And I said, and I nodded and I thought, I can't believe I'm doing this, you know. Okay, one more. Where will this lead to? I mean, I've never done such a thing since I'm a child. I mean, I'm a grown-up man now, I shouldn't. Anyways, I finished my japa mala, and then it came down to sit down. Okay, what do we do here? And I got the Hare Krishna mantra, and I went, you know, Hare Krishna. And I felt nothing. I just felt, hopefully no one sees me. I feel like... I've just fallen from the moon, you know. And I, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. And I didn't know it by heart. I had to really... Oh, Krishna. And then what do I do with the fingers? I still remember my first round. It was such an awkward procedure because I had to combine three things. And I was bad in this, you know. There is a way, you know, you do one thing with one hand and then you do the other thing with the other hand. I never can do it, you know. You know, kulifumdum practice, it's called in child language. Anyways... I had to speak, I had to read, I had to finger the beads, and they had told me to meditate. What's that? I was all over the place, I remember. But I think Krishna thought, still, he's trying. Severely limited condition soul. So after, I still remember, at the end of my first round, I just felt so blissful. I cannot tell you why I felt so blissful. It was very difficult for me. I was sweating, my whole shirt up till here, wet. You know, it was hard. But I felt extremely blissful. So blissful, I can't imagine. I've never felt like this in my whole life. It only took towards the end of the... But it was, the round took half an hour. It was long, but towards the end. So I think Krishna responds. So yes, so and because even if someone tries in the most ridiculous way, Krishna says, he's trying. He doesn't know anything, but he's trying. Krishna.
Can I ask a question?
First is Rasikacharya, number, German system.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you say something about the relation between friendliness and compassion with all the enemies?
Yeah. Parikshit Maharaj desires friendly relations to all living beings. Now, this friendly feeling, this kind feeling, is expressed to people who are on your level, on friendship. It is expressed, this feeling of friendly relations to those who are superior to us as respect and service, and to those who are trying to elevate their life, or who are not yet on so evolved, it is compassion. No? It takes a different color to different relationships. Now, compassion is the main dharma which everyone does. Which Krishna and expects his devotees in the world to show towards others. Most people are suffering, and this idea of compassion, you want to help them. You're not happy, or you are not gleichgültig, indifferent, but you wish to do something. It is not always easy. Try to have these feelings of helping towards those whom you like, but that's how you start. Who are not too far away from your type of people with whom you associate, but then move further. I remember when Prabhupada was once going through Sydney, he had given an evening program, and he was driven in the night to his apartment, and he crossed, the driver needed to go through King's Cross. What is in Zurich? I don't remember. There is a certain part in Zurich where the nightlife happens.
Niederstrasse.
Was? Niederstrasse?
Langstrasse.
Niederdorf. Niederdorf. So they were going through the Australian Niederdorf. You know, there was where people dressed in suits. They had the nightlife and all what that means, you know. So as Prabhupada was driven through this, he started to cry. And it was not silent. The driver noticed. Prabhupada was really sobbing, really crying. And he didn't want to intrude. You know, when someone cries and you are not so close to him, that then you are more silent and respect he's now or she is now crying, and leave them in their private space. So the driver drove Prabhupada. Prabhupada went into the house. Next morning, the driver went to a servant of Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada was crying. I wonder why. Was my driving style so bad, or what? So the servant asked Srila Prabhupada, and I do not know Prabhupada's exact words. He was usually very shy when he explained about his own feelings and emotions, but he had cried because he felt these people are so far away from Krishna. He felt compassion towards them. And because they did all the sinful activities. That's for doing, you know, that's why the nightlife is there in King's Cross. And Hare Krishna. So that is, of course, these are the high giants, the towering mountains of compassion. But we can, on our level, be compassionate. Mm-hmm. Good. I know some of you wish to talk to me. I will end my class here. I have an appointment at 1 or possibly 5 after 1. But I thank you very much for spending time together. Hare Krishna. Amen.